Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards from WGN-TV is with us, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And I was perusing some of the social media sites yesterday, Dean. And
There's your problem. your problem right there. I don't even have to hear the story, whatever.
No, you're going to like this one.
Okay, all right.
There was a woman that said she stops everything she does at 8:10 every morning so she can hear Uncle Dean on WGN.
Wow.
Ah, see?
Yeah. I'll have whatever she's drinking. That's nice. Thank you. Yeah, we get a lot of nice comments about this little, our little get together every day.
Yeah, and the tomato and feta puff pastry. Oh my gosh, I'm making it as soon as I get home today.
It was so good. It was delicious. I mean, beyond my, normally I try the recipes out at home first, you know, just to make sure that they're okay and there are not going to be any surprises. I didn't have a chance to test drive this one at home. It just sounded good in my, you know, in my head. It sounded delicious, and after we did it, it looked fantastic. I was happy about that, and then got a taste afterwards, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely a good one.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Hey, more movie delays, and this is not because of weather or anything, right?
This is not because of weather. The movie delays of the du jour, the latest movie delays, are COVID-related again because of the surge in COVID cases again. A couple of these huge movies that have already been delayed two or three times have been delayed again now because the movie studios are concerned that people are afraid to go to the theaters. That's been borne out by low box office numbers. But if you've been waiting for Top Gun Maverick, the Tom Cruise remake or reboot, whatever you want to call it, it was supposed to come out this November. Now it's been pushed back to May of next year, May 27th. If you're marking it down on your calendar, that's when Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible movie was supposed to come out. That now has been moved to September of next year. Since those movies got moved, the new Ghostbusters movie, Afterlife, has also been moved now to November 19th of this year. So we'll have that new Ghostbusters movie, for better or for worse. You know, some people are so pessimistic about it because we've had so many Ghostbusters yes. movies that were not great. That's going to be out November 19th.
So quickly before we go check the weather has definitely impacted John Schneider. Did his house get just beat up during the hurricane?
He's got a place in Louisiana, and he actually was in Tennessee when Ida struck his home slash studio slash museum that he's got in Louisiana. He was helping out flood victims in Tennessee. The hurricane rips into where he lives in Louisiana, tears up trees, destroys everything. Most notably, a big old tree. You've seen these pictures where the trees get uprooted and
yes,
you know, that kind of thing. One of those things happened and landed right on the General Lee. The car that he drove in the Dukes of Hazzard. He's got several of them, but one of them was just, you know, sitting out on the property because it's a museum also, and people come and look at all this stuff. A tree landed right on top of it, smashed, you know, right into the roof. And John, you know, said, you know, thank goodness nobody was happy. You know, with a few hammer slams, we can knock out the dents, but it's pretty extensive damage. I don't know if you ever saw the video that we've run this a million times on the TV morning show. When I went to John's house to interview him one time, the General Lee is sitting right there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's the General Lee. And I jokingly said to him, can you still just jump in the window and slide into the car like you used to on the show? And he goes, of course. You know, like John's my age. He slides right into the car. He just jumps right into the window. And I said, do you mind if I try it? Knowing good and well I would never be able to do it. So I jump onto the car. Of course, I slam into the side of the car, fall on the ground, forgetting that I had this giant microphone pack, this like battery pack that's strapped to my back.
Did it scratch the car?
It dented the side of the General Lee. So we're all, you know, everybody's laughing. Oh, look, Tubby fell on the ground. He couldn't get in. And then all of a sudden, all the laughing stops.
Oh.
And everybody's staring at the side of the car, and it's dented. And John was, he was very nice about it, but we did wind up getting a bill for $6,000.
I was going to say somebody's insurance has to cover that.
Yeah, good old WGN was not so happy with me that day. But
Dean Richards from WGN.
So the hurricane was not the first force of nature to destroy the General Lee.
Hurricane Dean came first.
Hurricane Dean came through, right.
It's all sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He returns from vacation after Labor Day. And was Piers Morgan, was he just born to rub people the wrong way, Dean?
Sure seems like it. When remember when Larry King retired, he took over?
Yes.
And it was just nothing but nails on a chalkboard all the time. And creating unnecessary
drama,
controversy all the time, and then he did it when he was, you know, sort of kicked off of CNN. The ratings weren't working out, but then he goes back to the UK as part of this national morning show called Good Morning Britain, where he took up after Meghan Markle. Not only because of the Oprah interview, but it kind of, came to a crescendo there when he started making remarks about her allegations of racism being a lie, and her talk about suicidal talks with Oprah, thoughts rather, to Oprah being a lie. So he was kind of invited to leave that show as well. In fact, he walked off the show and just never came back. But there's a media watchdog regulator in the UK that examined this case and vindicated Piers Morgan, saying that while his remarks may have been offensive, he did not break any rules and is free to give his opinion, even though some people find it offensive. So Piers Morgan very humbly says this is a resounding victory for freedom of speech and a resounding defeat for Princess Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah, that was very humble of him.
As he's calling her. Yeah, very and very gentlemanly talking about Meghan Markle. So who knows if he'll wind up being back on the air or not. I'm sure he is a ratings grabber, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dean Richards from WGN-TV and, of course, has a Sunday morning show here on 720 WGN with us. Seinfeld coming to Netflix. That was big news this morning, huh?
Yeah, very much so, even though, Seinfeld's available on plenty of free TV stations right now. Free TV, by the way God intended television to be watched. That will be coming to an end soon, and the Seinfeld reruns will be exclusively on Netflix. They purchased all 180 episodes from the 9-year run for an estimated $500 million to secure the streaming rights. Do you have a favorite Seinfeld episode? It's hard to pick.
Yeah, I guess Elaine dancing, really. Oh,
Elaine,
that's about
Elaine
it, yeah.
Dancing is fantastic. Yeah. We've been running a clip this morning of when George Costanza is changing after he was swimming in the swimming pool, and the one of the ladies opens the door and sees him and starts laughing, and he starts screaming, "I was in a swimming pool!"
Oh, that's right,
I was just in the swimming pool. The shrinkage episode,
yeah.
Hilarious.
We were talking about Elton John's new collaborative album today, and who is it? Charlie Puth? What is that guy's name?
Charlie Puth, yeah, he's
Puth.
One of,
okay,
yeah.
So I can never get that name right, and we had to leave it to Dave Ennett to correct us.
Well, you know, Dave is quite the hipster.
Thank you for recognizing that, Dean.
When he's not at Northwestern calling the Cats games, you find him in Wicker Park with his fake earrings on, drinking way expensive a coffee. So he knows all the names. Charlie Puth is going to be on this. Elton John, during the lockdown over the last 18 months, Elton John has been recording with young artists, up-and-coming artists, and established artists remotely. Everyone has been in their own studio, not together with him. but people like Eddie Vedder and Miley Cyrus and Brandi Carlile, Nicki Minaj is one of them, Lil Nas X, the rapper, Young Thug, which I know Dave Ennett is the regional president of the Young Thug fan
yes,
club.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
That's correct. Thug recognizing Thug.
Yeah, that's right. And also singer Dua Lipa, who is just a remarkable singer. They've already actually released this single, which is kind of a remix of Elton's Rocket Man and Sacrifice.
And you know what? I expected something sparkly on the cover of that album, and it comes in the form of a mask over Elton's face.
Yeah, that's big letters that say Elton on it.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Dean. I appreciate you giving us a buzz this morning. I know you've had a busy day.
This has been crazy this morning. You know, I've been doing, you know, I do these Zoom interviews now, and usually it's after we're done on the radio morning show and the TV morning show. Usually it's in the afternoon. But the Venice Film Festival is going on right now. That's where every star in the world is right now, in Venice. And yesterday I just saw the movie called Dune, which is remarkable. I'll tell you more about it as we get a little closer to the opening. But it's one of the best movies of the year by far, starring Timothée Chalamet and directed by Denis Villeneuve. Rebecca Ferguson is in it, Dave Bautista, Stellan Skarsgård. And I've been doing, while I've been doing the TV morning show and this, in between commercial breaks, I've been doing Zoom interviews from Venice, Italy this morning.
I don't know how you do
it. So it's been a little bit crazy, and I'm craving pasta at the same time.
Well, you got plenty of tomatoes to use. So
that's very true.
Get after it. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, you guys. See you tomorrow.